grab the whole that whole program. But unfortunately, the enrollment through BSBE for free IRA service for at least until March of 2023 has been very low, and I'm hoping that maybe BSBE again can renew efforts to encourage people to sign up. I think people don't really understand how much, it's not just transportation, but it would also relate to some activities to increase independence. And I think Laura St. Amant has a pretty good handle about what would be covered. So I would just like to encourage perhaps BSBE to renew its efforts to speak to all of their staff members to encourage clients of BSBE to take advantage of this service. Because it's a terrific one.
I don't know from my personal perspective on that, and I know that it would be useful to have something like that who can do what my wife does now. If we go to the grocery store, that, you know, read labels and stuff, because it's a challenge for me to do that. But the thing I worry about is all the data that I'm sending back IRAs away, all this personal information about my location, my habits, et cetera, and, you know, what they're doing to protect that, what they're doing to protect themselves from breaches. I haven't gotten there yet where I'm comfortable with actually letting them avail themselves of things about me. I mean, what if I decide that I want to go to the porn store, for example, and buy a couple of porn mags? You know, I mean,
first of all, I won't let you do that, unfortunately. This is Andrea. That's a valid point, Al. But I also think that what I mean is saying, which I use IRA all the time, and it's, you're right. You are asking them to help you with things, and there are, unfortunately, like checking the cleanliness of public bathrooms, things they can't help with, which would be great. But as far as this pilot program goes, or this trial, I guess it's a pilot or a trial, I'm not sure what we call it, but anyway, the more people that can use it, it would be great, because then maybe they'll see that it's really important and they'll start making it permanent. But also, it's for so many things, like shopping, and, you know, as you just said, like for you, you just said you're asking your wife, but for so many of us who have to ask family for so much, if you can, you know, look into how they protect your privacy and you feel comfortable with it, it's such a fabulous way. Even if you're only using it some of the time, it's every time you use it, you're not having to ask that family member, that friend, that, you know, person in your world for that help. And they're amazing. I have, in all the time that I've used IRA, I've probably gotten one agent that I was like, oh, whatever, they're kind of humdrum. And even with that, I was able to get the help I needed. It just didn't happen quite as smoothly as it has with everybody else.
Can we include any information in the board minutes on this? Get the information.
Oh, gosh, it's so extensive. I don't know. That would be kind of tough. Really?
I mean, there was an email that came out from BSBE a while ago. Maybe it could be reset.
It needs to be revised. It was okay.
Can I type in?
You guys should let Cheryl talk.
There you go.
It's like you had our office bugged on Tuesday. We meet weekly as a BSBE team, and we had the IRA team from DOT on with us this past Tuesday, talking. We had a great, productive, spirited conversation. I am going to reach back to them this week, and we are putting a plan in place to increase communication, awareness. We talked about additional website information, more regular communication, and also about having them attend one of these meetings, as well as other committees that we meet with. So again, it's like you had our office bugged. I'm glad you're asking the question and raising this, and we are definitely in conversation with them, are aware of the low use, and definitely want to work together to increase that. So and hopefully we can schedule them in a meeting with this group, but anything in the meantime that you want to send me that I can get to Alicia and her team, we're going to be starting to work on this immediately.
I think, would you mind sending something in writing to Cheryl about that? You know, something brief. And I think that'll be helpful. And if we can get them to join us at the September meeting, that would be terrific. And thank you, Andrea. You've caused me to rethink my position, and I'll give some more serious consideration.
It's better than having your wife pick out her own present, right? I mean, come on, that's just awkward.
Well, happily, we're simpatico, so I mean, I don't have to ask her to read stuff at the grocery store. She doesn't know. You know,
oh, there you go.
But
that's awesome.
I definitely take your point. Any other points for the good and welfare?
Yes, Eileen, again, I just have one thing to say. Surprise. Our next meeting of BCAC, which is the BSB Consumer Advisory Committee, is on this coming Monday. And thanks to Zach, I think we're all set in terms of using Teams to be able to have our meeting. But typically, the director of BSB has submitted a report, but Cheryl, to relieve you of that responsibility, or some of it, my thought is, as I usually give a BSB board report, and it's pretty brief, but what I can do is make that a larger report to perhaps save you the burden of having to quickly come up with a BSB report, if that would help you.
Thanks, Eileen, and I join you. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here Monday. I'm about to send the email to all of you about the staffing update I gave. If there's anything specific that you want to ask me today or tomorrow that I can get to you before Monday, I'm more than open to that. But I think any of the updates that were given this morning that you want to pass on are fine, too.
Okay.
Further points to the good and welfare.
Hi, Al, it's Beth.
Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
Can you?
Okay. Yeah,
hear you. I'm running the Bell Children's Program in person this year. It's in Berlin, Connecticut at the VFW Hall, August 8th to August 12th. Right now I have 5 children registered. 2 boys and 3 girls. So if anybody is interested in finding out information, they can email me or call me.
Was that was Beth, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, make sure she... Zach,
we're
make sure
in person.
She...
Go ahead.
No, I just want to make sure that the minutes recorded your presence.
Yeah, I came in about 11 o'clock. I was late, and I couldn't get through being unmuted, so I just called back in.
Okay. Great. Okay, thanks, Beth. Any further points to good and welfare? Okay, now, without objection, I'm going to pause here because I would like to declare this meeting adjourned.
Okay,
hearing no objections, we stand adjourned, and I look forward to seeing everyone in September, except Andrew, of course, because he will be lying on the beach drinking a beer with Snoop Dogg.
We will miss you, Andrew. Have a great summer. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, bye,
everyone.